Reflections on last night's draw, seeing us into the next round, Warren?
Yeah, as I said, the toddy, when I got back to the flat, you know, you want to wind down, relax, and, you know, me and him sat there, and we still went through bits and pieces of the game. Kept us up all night, to be honest. You know, I was hoping to get a couple of hours sleep, but tossing turned in my bed, and obviously with the adrenaline going through it, you know, and getting through the next round, as I said last night, you know, we're delighted with, but that was the most important, and now we can, you know, relax the next couple of days with the players, let them enjoy it again. And as I say, now focus on to, you know, the Stockholm game next Thursday.
It's going to be massive, isn't it?
It's going to be a big game, you know, but it's one that I'm sure as a player, you know, you want to be involved in, because you're playing against a top-class team with, you know, a couple of players. Well, I know one anyway from the Costa Rican World Cup team. Erik Johansson, he was over in Blackburn and Leicester. You know, they're a top-quality side, Swedish side. You know, they're, what, third in the league, 5 points behind Malmo. They have a Champions League experience, so, you know, that's how good they are. But it's a great game, and it's great for our players going to the Swedish National Stadium.
You're here on the Shankar Road today. You've just met the man who's sponsoring the shirts, putting his money into the club. It's great for sponsors, isn't it?
It's fantastic, you know what I mean? I know there's a big, strong support of Linfield fans from the Shankar, and you know, it's fair play to the guy, Stephen, who's putting his money in. That's what I had a joke with him. I was hoping he would put a few sirloin steaks now in for the pre-match for the players. But no, that's fantastic, you know what I mean? We want all the help we can get and you know, it's great that, you know, the supporters, businesses want to put their money towards us, because it'd help us, you know, in my budget, and it helps with the club.
And then you cross the road to the Shankill Superstore and you see a lot of people here buying the brand new Linfield kit. There's a buzz about the club, isn't there?
There's a great buzz. I said that quite clear, you know, when I first came in, it's a change, and, you know, I just need freshened up, I think, and, you know, coming up today and even people stopping you in the street, you know, wishing you all the best and, you know, good luck messages last night and up in the shop there. You know, I think they've sold quite a lot of shirts from Saturday, which is tremendous, you know what I mean? It's great, as I said, for the club again. And you know, I'll be up with my kids when they're coming over in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you know, buying their second Linfield kits, to be honest, because, you know, they've had ones before, whether they fit them or not, but I think it's fantastic. You know, I like coming up mingling with people, because I think it's important, because, you know, these are people who pay their money, and these are the root of the football club.
You have a friendly on Monday night. Will that be to give game time to some of the other players?
It will do. I think, obviously, I've got to be careful, you know, with the European game coming up, but it's one that, you know, I'll definitely be playing in myself. I'm gonna maybe play 45 minutes to 60 minutes. Obviously, there'll be a group training as well, because of the focus is on Thursday. But, you know, as I said, I'll sit down and look who needs game time and who doesn't. Obviously, with the games coming up so quick, you know, it's one I've got to be careful with.
Again, well done on getting us through to the next round last night, and all the best with your preparations for a massive match next Thursday.
Thank you.